Head out to almost any part of the bay right now, and you'll probably spot the smallest diving duck in North America. The females have small, squat bodies and are rather nondescript, but the males are donning their bold black and white breeding colors as they prepare to move on to their breeding grounds. I'm Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary in Tiburon with a brief look into birds and nature in and around San Francisco Bay. This week, we enjoy the bufflehead. This is Bay Birds. In flight, buffleheads are one of the fastest of all water birds and can often be recognized simply by their small size and rapid wing beat. Even when not in their breeding colors, buffleheads can be easily identified by their small, chubby bodies, pink legs and feet, short wings, relatively large head, small beak, and a telltale half-dome-shaped white patch on their cheek and a white wing patch. The females still look like this, however, the males are now wearing their brilliant best. Their backs are black, their bellies are white, their wings have two large white patches that are most visible in flight, their bills are blue-black in color, their heads are mostly black with a beautiful iridescent green and purple highlight, and they have a wide white wedge at the back of their head. Buffleheads were originally called buffalo head in reference to the male's disproportionately large domed head. However, over time, the name shortened to bufflehead. And over the years, this little diving duck has acquired quite a slew of other colorful nicknames, including bumblebee dipper, robin dipper, butterball, spirit duck, and my personal favorite, hell diver. Not sure exactly how it earned that one. Perhaps that particular nickname comes from its habit of diving for and swallowing its prey underwater. And I'm sure Butterball comes from how awkward this bird looks on land. Its legs are set so far back on their bodies that it makes walking on land quite a challenge, although in the water they are quite agile. Wintering bufflehead spend time in shallow saltwater bays, sheltered coves, estuaries, beaches, and harbors, or shallow freshwater areas throughout much of the United States. While here, they feed on clams, shrimp, snails, amphipods, isopods, and occasionally fish and seeds. Their breeding months are spent primarily in Canada's boreal forests and aspen parklands that surround freshwater ponds and small lakes. In these freshwater habitats, they feed primarily on aquatic insects and insect larvae, including dragonfly larvae, caddisfly larvae, mayfly larvae, as well as water boatmen and amphipods. The forested area of their breeding habitat must include suitable nest trees and northern flicker populations, since buffleheads breed almost exclusively in the abandoned holes of northern flickers. In the early 20th century, hunting pressures seriously impacted bufflehead populations. However, since the 1950s, their numbers have grown steadily thanks to protective legislation and treaties between the U.S. and Canada. Unfortunately, habitat destruction and degradation is eliminating nesting habitat, and we could see bufflehead populations once again decrease in number. The clearing of aspen parklands for agriculture and commercial logging activities have steadily reduced the amount of breeding habitat available. And since female buffleheads tend to return to the same area they hatched in, it becomes very difficult to repopulate an area if the local bufflehead population disappears, and just as difficult to try and relocate a population that no longer has a breeding ground to return to. Although bufflehead do not breed in the San Francisco Bay Area, our bay does provide an important resting and feeding spot for these birds. By protecting our waters, we help ensure bufflehead have at least one safe spot within their migratory pathway, and hopefully enough adults will survive to breed again come spring and summer. Well, that's it for this week's edition of Bay Birds, a production of Radio Sausalito and Audubon, California. Podcasts of this and each of our programs can be downloaded free from RadioSausalito.org and from iTunes Music Store. For more information about our programs at the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary, located in nearby Tiburon, visit us on the web at richardsonbay.audubon.org. This is Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary. Until next time, get out and enjoy the birds in and around our fantastic bay.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.